You're a pilot yourself, and that's really where your inspiration to write this book came from, wasn't it?
Yes, as an airline pilot, I think the attacks on 9/11 were gut-wrenchingly personal. I knew there were stories out there that hadn't been told of what was experienced by the air crews and the controllers and by the military that day that I felt America needed to hear about.
And that's just what I wanted to ask, because it would seem as if we've heard all the stories there were to tell, and your book reveals that there were even more.
Well, the people that America has not yet heard from are the people who were on the front lines that day, that couldn't watch the events on TV but had to respond, whether they were in the control towers, the cockpits of airliners, in the battle cabs of our military bases, or in the cockpits of our military fighters. We haven't heard from these men and women, and I think when America does and hears what these people went through, their thought processes, they'll be amazed at how many people are willing to put their careers and even their lives on the line to prevent the attacks from turning into an even greater tragedy.
We here in Wisconsin were particularly interested in the fact that at least a couple of planes from Milwaukee almost got caught up in the attacks. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, there was a Midwest pilot who was heading into New York and saw one of the towers on fire, and all of a sudden starts receiving very panicked instructions from the controllers, helping him to avoid an aircraft heading straight for him. And because of the professionalism of this pilot and the controllers, he barely missed a collision with United 175 as it was barreling toward New York. Another one of the Midwest pilots had just arrived in New York and was turned around, even though he was right there, ready to, start his approach, was turned around. And eventually, when the order came to land everything, he goes to try to land in Pittsburgh. They're evacuating the tower, evacuating the airport, and they tell him that they cannot give him a landing clearance. He's landing at his own risk. And I mean, those are just two of the stories from the Milwaukee pilots that capture a little bit of the essence of what was happening in the air that day.
And what did they tell you? What did they reveal to you about the fact that they got so close to being caught up in this terrible thing?
It was traumatizing for really all of the men and women that were on the front lines that day. There were pilots scared in their cockpits for the first time, not being able to make sense of what they were hearing on the radios, what they were being told. None of their procedures applied. Many of them told me they felt very vulnerable in their cockpits for the first time ever. There were fighter pilots out there that were preparing to use their own planes as weapons to take out hijacked airliners.
What's the most important thing you hope your readers take away from your book?
I hope that America sees that without hearing from these men and women, our legacy of 9/11 is not complete. It's not accurate. They need to see and hear and understand how what these people did on that day absolutely made a difference, and it absolutely prevented that tragedy from becoming an even greater tragedy. They'll be proud. They'll be proud of all these people.
Lynn Spencer, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.